Medicine. It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Getting prepared for the big nastiness,
the big wind, yes,
of what's going to come Tuesday through Friday
here. I'm predicting 55 and sunny. Tuesday through Thursday, actually. Friday's supposed to be settled down, so.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
I've heard anywhere between 14 and 22 inches snow.
Let's hope they're wrong, because normally they can't predict what's going to happen this afternoon, you know, let alone tomorrow. So,
no, it was kind of shocking to wake up a little bit of snow this morning.
So. Yeah, no, that was in the forecast, but that wasn't supposed to be anything significant, and it wasn't. So,
yeah, my little Weather Channel app says 6 inches in the next 48 hours. So,
yeah, well,
let's hope that's wrong.
What they're saying, six to 12, something like that. So, we'll see. It is what it is. Not much we can do about it, I guess.
Nope.
Except shovel. We can shovel.
You just commented you want to go back to Florida for a week.
Yeah, that'd be good. I know a lot of people have took the opportunity to get out of Dodge here for a week.
I know. I got a couple of coworkers down in Arizona right now.
Yeah, it's a good time for that.
Mm-hmm.
But be sure to come back, though. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's salute a veteran here,
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech Sergeant Edmund Joseph Heinrich. Edmund was born on September 13th, 1917, here in Madison, passed away on April 5th, 2001. He entered active duty in the United States Army on February 10th, 1941, in Madison, Wisconsin. Was honorably discharged four and a half years later on August 5th, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a platoon leader and rifleman with Company I of the 135th Infantry. Spent just shy of 3 years in overseas and foreign service. 2 years, 11 months, 28 days. He participated in the battles of Algeria and French Morocco, Tunisia, Naples, Foggia, Rome, Arno, and the North Apennines. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Good Conduct Medal, Bronze Service Arrowhead Unit Citation, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the American Defense Service Medal, 5 overseas service bars, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Edmund, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're going to talk about the leading veteran service organizations have apparently released their annual report ahead of the White House budget release. What are they saying?
Yeah, leading veteran service organizations, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, Disabled American Veterans, DAV, and Paralyzed Veterans of America, PVA, released a independent budget veterans agenda for the 118th Congress. They just call it IB. This press release came out on February 13th on the VFW's website. The IB report provides funding estimates VA will require in order to adequately provide health care benefits and transition services to more than 10 million veterans, their families and survivors. It also lists military to civilian transition, VA infrastructure, implementation of the PACT Act, long-term care and mental health, among many other critical issues facing today's veterans. According to Heather Ansley, PVA Associate Executive Director of Government Relations, all of the independent budget recommendations and critical issues are of utmost importance to today's veterans, particularly PVA members with spinal cord injuries and disorders who rely on VA specialized care to live and work. VA vacancies and staffing shortages, outdated infrastructure, limited specialized long-term care facilities, and inaccessible home and community-based services must be addressed now, as they can make a difference between life and death for those with spinal cord injuries. Included in this year's IB are more than 30 key recommendations for both legislators and VA, spread across 5 critical issues in 3 areas, to include mental health, include health care, benefits, and employment, and education. DAV has partnered with PVA and VFW to produce independent budget for nearly 40 years, according to Joy Ilum, DAV National Legislative Chair. As an organization of veterans serving veterans, we know their issues and make it our mission to fight for them. This year, we recommend notable VA funding plus-ups in 2 major areas, long-term care and construction, which are vital to both sustaining quality VA care and ensuring access to that care. For fiscal year 24, the IB recommends Congress appropriate $161.6 billion.
With a B?
With a B. for all VA programs and services, and a 10.5% increase over fiscal year 23 appropriation levels of $143.7 billion. Among the reasons for the rise in VA funding is a recommended $1 billion plus up in long-term care due to increase in aging and disabled veterans, inflation, and expansion of assisted living centers for veterans living with traumatic and brain injury and other disabilities. Another reason for this rise in nearly a fourfold increase over the fiscal year 23 enacted in the recommendation for major construction to begin or resume building VA infrastructure, as well as fund repairs and maintenance on existing VA structures. Yet another reason for the increase is a $50 million, with an M, plus up for VA call centers to account for more full-time employees to cover VA claims, which are expected to rise over $1 million in fiscal year 24 due to the PACT Act. According to Pat Murray, VFW National Legislative Service Director, like all our past reports, this year's independent budget is a vital tool to help members of Congress and VA take the necessary steps to ensure that all veterans, regardless of branch, age, sex, or ethnicity, receive proper care and get the benefits they earned. It boils down to proper VA funding. We look forward to working alongside congressional leaders to address each of our critical issues. And this is just part of this news release. You can go to the VFW's website at vfw.org to read all the recommendations, and it's broken down a little bit more. You can go to the IB report in its entirety. You can find it at www.independentbudget.org/118-Congress. It's good to know about budget recommendations and legislative issues when it comes to helping veterans, because that always seems to be a hot topic issue for Congress, and rarely do they say no.
And of course, you can get them the information on all of this too. They
absolutely
contact you, right? But you're not working today because it's
we are closed today. County offices are closed, as well as banks and other government offices.
Radio station's still open. We're always open.
You're always open. Yeah, you're always here.
We're always here.
Yeah. I always hear you zooming by.
That's right.
Regardless
see
of the
outside
day.
There.
Yep.
Pet the dog or shoveling or doing whatever you're doing over there.
Yep. So we are open normally 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Very good. Well, appreciate it, Josh. You have a good rest of your day off.
I got some housework to do.
Okay. So. Well, it's not completely a day off then.
Nope.
Okay. Well, and we will see you again next week then.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Josh Benegal, ACPARL Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92 on a Monday morning.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, ACPARL County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.